In addition to the voting in Iraq on Sunday, more than 250,000 Iraqi expatriates voted over the weekend. There were polling places in 14 countries where people who were born in Iraq or whose fathers were born in Iraq could cast a ballot. Commentator Anissa Mehdi considered making the trip to a polling place near Washington, D.C. this weekend, but she decided not to go.
The place of birth on my passport is Oakland, California. On my father's, it is Karbala, Iraq. Because of that, I could have voted over the weekend, but I didn't. My dad passed away nearly 7 years ago. He was born in Iraq, but he died a proud American citizen. He might have voted in this election. His connection to Iraq is more profound than mine. But for me, no. I'd feel like an imposter, yet another American deciding the fate of Iraq. I went there only once, ages ago, to meet my dad's mother. She was a tiny woman, living near the great Kazmiya Mosque in Baghdad. You've probably seen pictures of it in the papers. It has 4 minarets. My grandmother's hands were red with henna from dyeing her hair. She rolled her own cigarettes. And when she went outside, she pulled her abaya, her black head-to-toe cloak, over herself so completely that only her left eye showed. Were she alive, I know she'd have voted. Outside my father's hometown of Karbala, there's an immense cemetery. There we mourned at my grandfather's grave. Saddam Hussein was in power back then, just barely. Women could drive and work. Teenage girls wore jeans and t-shirts. I remember feeling a part of and a part from this place. I was glad to know what my roots looked like and glad to visit. But I was also glad to return to my homeland, the USA, where I do vote faithfully. But it just didn't feel right for me to vote in the Iraq election. It's not that I don't care. I'm proud of my heritage, the homeland of Abraham and the gardens of Babylon. Every day I pray for peace, security, and, yes, democracy for my distant Iraqi cousins. I want American troops to leave and for Iraqis to rebuild their nation. They'll begin, perhaps, with a viable constitution, a constitution drafted by people chosen on Sunday by the citizens they will serve, chosen without my vote, but with my respectful encouragement as an American. Americans and other children of Iraqis outside the country were asked to vote this time, particularly because there was so much uncertainty about voter turnout inside Iraq. Fortunately, turnout was higher than expected on Election Day, and violence was not as bad as on some other days of late. As an American godchild of this emerging democracy, I hope that in the next election, Iraqis won't need my vote, and that only they will cast the ballots for their nation's future.
Anissa Mehdi is a journalist and documentary filmmaker. She's based in Maplewood, New Jersey.